So as we continue our service this morning, you could hear all the gospel. Mostly, the gospel now is emphasizing of our seriousness in the relationship to God. Because we are now coming also to Advent, the end of the year. And Advent is a celebration of the coming of our Lord Jesus. So it's just like preparation for the coming of our Lord. Not only celebrating the coming or the birth of Jesus Christ, but the coming of our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why if you could see the Gospels from previous Sundays, it talk about seriousness of our relationship to God, to be serious to Him. And He is looking for that commitment, a sincere commitment to Him, serious relationship, and who's really willing to give everything unto us, has given us already His commitment to us. He died for you and me. Even we're still sinners. We are not worthy to die for. But He chose it because He loves us. And with that, we reciprocate also by our commitment, sincere commitment to Him. And that's what He's looking for you and me. Not just a casual relationship. Or would you say like term like churchy going or praying just church, just a Christian, is more than that. A serious relationship to Him. That truly He is our God and He is our Lord. In other angle also, we have to be serious with God of our commitment, our faith, to be stronger, because in the other side, our enemy, the devil, is also very serious in his plan to kill, to steal, and destroy us. He was also very serious to that. And he is thinking, planning 24/7 how to destroy you and me. That's why we have to be serious also with God. And with that, like here, the Lord is looking to us in our text this morning, that He is looking for disciples, not just members, not just members of the church, but disciples. Disciples. Disciples are follower, learner, the one who follow, attach himself to the teacher in order to learn the trade or the subject. That's a disciple, a learner, or in other words, apprentice. And he attached himself to the leader, to the teacher, to the master, so that he could learn the trade and the subject. That is good say in define it in a very simple way. But in Christ, in a biblical, a disciple is something who is a follower of Jesus, willing to pay the price, willing to live a sacrificial life, and willing to die to his own and obey God. So, we are all disciples of God. And the text is talking now to those who have been following Jesus. All of us have been saved, become part of the kingdom of God. We have recipient of salvation. But salvation is free and for all of us by faith. But to be a disciple is willing to follow Him all the way. Salvation is coming to the cross in faith. But discipleship is carrying the cross. So there's difference between the two. We could start by being baptized in Christ, having that baptismal certificate, But it does not end there. We have to live out our commitment. We have to live out being as a Christian. We have to live out in obeying Him. And He is looking for disciples, because disciples are the one who is willing to follow Him all the way, willing to pay the price of obeying Him. And He's looking for that. So not all Christians are disciples. Yes, all are members, but not all disciples. We have to grow in the process of discipleship of God. And here, He lists something in our text here, how to be a disciple, how He defined the rules. But the easy way, I would say, we have to approach another side of this text, that who cannot be His disciples? Yun approach natin. Who are the people who cannot be His disciples? Yun ang kwa natin. Because He had made three cannot here. Cannot. Okay? So doon tayo mag-approach sa itong text neto, ang gospel neto. And what I want to arrive is that would help us, encourage us to be serious relationship to God. Even to confront our attitude and commitment before God. Because He is very serious to us. He gave His life to you and me so that we could have life and be with Him. So here, who are the people who cannot be disciples according to God's plan, according to His criteria? So in our scripture here, in Luke 14, our text starts at verse 26. But the verse really in this chunk, in this text, starts at verse 25. And it gives the surrounding stories why He said this. So that's very important when you read the Bible. We'll see what's called the connection, the preceding or previous verses, why He said this verse. So at verse 25, said here, now great multitudes went with Him, and He turned and said to them, now the verse 26, our gospel. So a lot of people now are following Him. So He's talking now to Christians. He's talking now to people who have received Christ. And He said here, multitudes went with Him, and He turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. That's what he said. So the first said, he said to these people, a lot of people are following Him, a lot of members. But the Lord is not interested in the quantity, but quality. Good is quantity, but it must be quality. Kind of people, serious people, committed people, not just attendance. But he said, looking for people. And said, the first he said, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to come after me. And this he said, this is number one. He cannot be my disciple if anyone comes to me, does not hate his father, mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life. He cannot be my disciple. So he cannot be if we love our wife more than God. So what is this? The Lord is teaching us to hate our family? Or something that we have to leave our family and parang pabayaan lang? No. He's using here the word hate. In other words, in English, that hate here is what we call it hyperbole, or using a word excess to emphasize the meaning. But the word here to hate is to love less. It means to say, in the simple words, that to when to love God more than our families. Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Our priority is God. But not saying they have to forsake the family, pabayaan pamilya. No, hindi. When it comes to loyalty and priority, God is our priority. We have to love Him more than our family. So the first thing, if we love more our family than more than God, then we cannot. But that's why. Why? Because sometimes, one of hindrances that we cannot obey and follow God because of our family. Maybe they don't understand your calling. Maybe they don't understand what the Lord wants to do. But sometimes our family is the one who hinder us. That's why the Lord says you have to love God more than them. Maybe they don't understand for a while, but if you love God, follow Him, He will make understand. Pwede din diyon sa Diyoson. And He will take good care of them. More than you could. And that's saying to abandon a family, not to forsake. No, that's not, because it would violate also His commandment to love our families, to supply, to take care of families. So balance muna ito. What He wants us is to love God more than our families. It comes to loyalty. Then another meaning also that God do not want any rival. Yun. Kaya may word na hate. It's not once again to hate or be angry for family, no. But He don't want any rival. So we have to love God. And as I believe, when we obey God and we put Him first, He will take good care of family. Because who really could take care of family? You cannot take care much of a family. Being as a father, as a husband, a family man, I'm limited. God is able. When our children go to school, paumalis ang bahayan, who could protect them? Who could protect them? God. Now, there are times that, you know, there's something like an emergency for family. We have to put our family first. Balance. But at least it proceeds from the foundation that we love God first. There are times that you have to take care of family. That there are times that you have to, in our commitment, sometimes some emergency, you have to take care of them. That's not natural. But still in the basis, and God knows that in our heart, that He is really number one. So, first of all, our loyalty. Our loyalty and our priority is God. Once again, to balance, it does mean you have to forsake, papayaan ang pamilya, walang makain, hindi. But our loyalty, willing to obey Him, willing to put Him first. So, if our family is there always hindering us, don't let the family hinder us in obeying God. You know, if you put Him first, He will take good care of family. He will take good care of that. So, once again, one of the costs that we have to pay, sometimes, our family. What does mean to have to leave, forsake them? No. The Lord only wants that He will be the first, our priority. Number one, our loyalty is in Him first. And the second, who cannot be my disciple, is in verse 27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. Number two, cannot be my disciple. Who cannot be disciples? Those who will not bear his cross and come after me. What do you mean, bear his cross? A life of suffering. A life of self-denial. They're willing to put Him first. We have to learn to die to our own decision, our own plan, and let His plan be done in our lives. Because His plan, in a wider perspective, His plan is better than us. His ways is better than us. So we have to follow Him. All of us has a plan for our life. All of us has a plan for our families. But do you think God's plan is inferior? No. God's plan for us, our families, is more than we could think or imagine. That's why I said, if you are not willing to deny yourselves, if you're not willing to obey me, you cannot be my disciple. If you're always doing what you want, what is good for you, you cannot be his disciples. Remember, the Lord is looking for disciples, not members. And he's looking for that. Those people are willing to deny himself, to deny his own plan, his ambition. And Lord, what do you want, Lord? What do you want, Lord? Having that faith and trust in God that his plan, and always his plan, is better than us, than our plan. So you cannot be his disciples if you want always to do your own thing. If you will not submit unto him and die to yourself and let your pride handle it. And the third thing, the third said, you cannot be his disciples is in verse 33. So likewise, whoever does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. So number three, he cannot be disciple. Number one, if our family is always first to us, it's to tell them about loyalty. Second, if you're willing to live a life of self-denial or willing to submit to him and obey him. And the third, he cannot be my disciple, he said, whoever does not forsake all. What a forsake? Forsake everything of you. Not only your plan, your own ambition, but your time, your talent, your money. The word forsake is you're willing it to give unto him. And let God, number one, and follow him. Forsake everything. Why? God is putting it without something that pahirapan talaga tayo. Hindi. So that we could trust him. To forsake everything and trust on him alone. And he is the one. I know what I'm talking here. Because I have experienced when God called me in the full-time ministry. Not all of us are called in the full-time ministry to serve him, but all of us are called to serve him. All of us are called to put him first. All of us are called to have self-denial. All of us are called to forsake everything so that we could put our trust in him. But not simply because I'm talking here, because I've read it somewhere in another book, or maybe I've heard some testimony. I know what I'm talking. I know. When God called me in a full-time ministry, I have to forsake my dream to be a captain of a ship. Ambisyon ko yun. Yung kapitan ng barko. And in that, it takes 3 years for me to decide because I don't want, ayoko. Pwede man, Lord, na mag-serve, mag-trabaho. Okay, okay yan. Kaserve, kagatrabaho. Because the only, why I say that? Because I'm so afraid anong maging buhay ko. Paano na lang? You supply my needs. Yun ang number one. I'm so up that I have fear. Wala akong kakainin. Okay lang, bargain, Lord. Work and then serve. Okay. But I know I'm calling. I have to have full time. It takes me 3 years. And what is a signal now? Because I don't want to hear that word full time. Kung pwede kang, I would break my head. kutong the word full time. But I could not remember. But I know it is my calling. Once again, to remind, not all my calling full time, but it was just for the sake of example. That's my calling. And I read the Lord what to do. To forsake everything and serve Him. My ambition, my time, my talent, even my money. Then one thing I have seen, I don't have now the joy of doing my work. I love this work, but there's no joy now for 3 years. And I said, Lord, this is it. I know. So I prepare. Hindi na akong gumastos. Siyempre, prepare. Pagbaba ko, wala na akong trabaho. Prepare. So I save all my money, my dollars, everything. Hindi ako nag-spend. And I said, Lord, what about my brothers? Ang bargain ko kay Lord, pasakayin mo yung kapatid ko, bababa na ako. If my one brother could also board a ship, he would take care of the family, then I would go down. But nobody. My brother is still waiting for schedule. He said, Lord, it's up to you. So, I go down. And here, exciting here. Sometimes, one day when I'm praying, you could see in the TV, parang may TV, may dumadaan ba? Yeah, anong tawag doon? May dumag-agis, may magaan. I could see figure. Figure? What's that? Amount. What is that amount? Then, it comes to my mind. All my money, my dollars, I convert it to pesos. Same amount. So, ano gusang, what the Lord, what Lord me to do? Give it to the church. Ito nga, save nga ako, Lord, eh. Di bali na, but I give the my dollar to the church. That's all I have. So I now forsake everything because the Lord want me to trust in Him, not my savings, not my dollars. So, it is struggle. Are you willing? See? That's what the Lord is talking about here. Willing. So I give it to the church. I give it. Yes, there is some challenges now because the enemy would challenge. That's why he used two verses here. He used two parables of building the tower. Calculate. Kaya mo ba? May finances ka? So, plano. Kung kaya mo talagang gawin. Hindi basta-basta lang. The second is the parable of the king who going to war. There will be opposition. There will be problem. Are you willing to face it? This thing you have to consider if you really want to follow God. So calculate. Are you willing? Then, that's what I have seen that. So I give it to God. Willing to deny yourself. To risk everything. Yes, Lord. I give it to God. But there is challenges, I says. There's some problem, financial problem before that tempt me to go back to ship. Magbalik sa barko. Maraming beses yan. Especially when we come liturgical. Why? Because for many months, we have no allowance that time when we come liturgy. Because people, some people have left the church and some people, you know, I don't know, maybe they withhold money. So the priority of the bishop at the time of Pastor Dick is the operation of the church. We have no allowance. So the temptation to go back sa barko is there. To a simple way to quit and go back. But I said, the Lord is calling me here. That's why, are you willing to face that? Are you willing to face this problem, opposition? And yes. But the enemy always commit to quit and go back to sleep. So what I did, I burned all my papers. I burned my seaman's book, passport, everything. Now, wala na kong babalikan if I have to do it or die trying. I died trying. So, nothing. I have to do it. Diretso na. And God really is also faithful. But just, if you say, talagang Diyos? Talagang cruel ba ang Lord? Pinapahirapan talaga tayo? No, hindi. He just want us to be serious with Him. That relationship na hindi lang basta na parang casual lang, sisimba, kung hindi, okay lang. Ha? Kung minister ka, mag-minister, o hindi, no. He want a serious relationship. A serious disciple. And that's what he's looking. And that's what he's looking. And one thing for sure, God is faithful. God is faithful. And don't be afraid to forsake everything because God is faithful. God is faithful. Itong masano na eh. Ikakasal na ako. Lord, pinabigay mong pera dyan sa church. I have no money. Kakasal na ako. My money is 1,008. And everybody said, may pera ka? Oo, meron. Pero wala. But that time, the first I've seen the papers of God, yes, kinasal ako. I have 1,008, but God, many, many ways, marami. Yung tatay ko, na-retire na maaga. Oh, ito, pangdagdag. Thank you. Yung kapatid ko, at yung kapatid ko, pagbaba ko, eh gusto ko sa makasakay bago ako bumaba. Before I go down, that's my deal kay Lord. Pasakay mo kapatid ko, baba ko. Hindi nangyari. So I obey God. And then somebody helped my brother to go board. Yeah. Nakasakay niyang kapatid ko. And then, at that time, binenta yung barko. His ship was sold. So umuwi. O nung, o, pangdagdag. May one of my companion na ship sa barko, bumaba. Said, may sapatos ka? Wala nga eh. Oh, ito na lang sa'yo. Pasensyahan mo na yan. Second hand lang sapatos na yan. Aba. Floor shine. Okay lang. Ang maganda pa. I will pray for ano ni Lord, ni Joy, ang wedding gown. Rent lang tayo dyan, oh, sa Rupins. Oh, madali lang. No, gusto ko maganda. We have no money. Then his cousin called in Manila. Tita Joy, there's a wedding gown here from our cousin, hindi nagamit. Bakit? Kasi yung asawa niyang kano, hindi gusto kasi yung pinagawa niya backless. Yung kano, masyadong very ano, no, I don't like that. Another with no backless. So, pinadala. Gamitin natin. Filipino style. Huwag isuot yung wedding gown bago ikasal. Ha? Mga tradisyon, ha? How we could know Joy kung kasal hindi? It's so hard for us in a wedding day and then it did not fit. So, quiet. Sukata. And yes, it is. Swak. Feet na feet. It is God. So, ayos ang lahat. God has such faithfulness. So God is not cruel. God is not making it hard for us. He wants us to trust Him with our heart. Total commitment, total trust, and our commitment to Him. And lastly, for the word, ang sabi dito ni, ito ang sabi ni, I like this. I really like this. This is one of my verse, last verse. And then, itong sabi ni Peter, Mark chapter 10, ni Peter. Ito ang sabi ni Peter, 28 to 30. Ito ang sabi ni Peter. This is what Peter said. Mark 10. And it said here, in Mark 27, Mark chapter 10, verse 27, it said here, "Then Peter began to say to him, 'See, we have left all and follow you.'" Then sabi ni Peter, "Lord, we have obeyed you. We have left everything, our families, everything, to follow you." So Jesus answered, Mark 10, 28 to 30. So Jesus answered and said, "As should I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, and mothers, children, land with persecution in the age to come and eternal life." No one, if you have left everything, God is able to put it back. I would read it in Amplified. I really like this. "Then Peter started to say to him, 'Lo, we have yielded up, abandoned everything once and for all, and join you as your disciples, sided with your party and accompanied you, walking the same road that you walk.'" Lord, we follow you. We abandon everything. Then Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has given up, left houses, brothers, sisters, or mother, father, children, or land for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100 times as much now." Now, we're in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, and mothers, and children, lands with persecution in the age to come and eternal life. God has promised, don't be afraid to follow him all the way, because he is able to put it back and take good care of you. He wants us just to trust him, total our commitment, and total of our obedience to him. He is faithful. Please stand.